Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want millennials, teens, growing families, and others to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. Here's your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. With all that is going on in our world right now, we all need to make an effort to spread a little more love around. It is the antidote to the toxic anger, hate, and evil that is omnipresent in our lives, whether we want to be subjected to those emotions or not. Faith and love, a belief in the goodness that is inside each one of us, these are the emotions that can make a difference no matter what tragedy or terror is befalling our country, our city, or our families at this time. This week's topic is love, abundance, and money. This is the last week of the year. Today we're beginning the last week of the year, only 8 more days and only 5 more business days to get whatever it is you want done in your secular life done. This week's show will summarize what you can do this last week of the year leading up to New Year's Eve to make a difference in your life and those of other people. Charitable giving. If you want to make a big difference in your community, think about organizations that make your community a better place to live. Is it the public radio station, the art museum, the zoo, the food bank, the church around the corner? Whatever charitable endeavor you believe in, remember, this is the last week to make a charitable gift for 2015. If the organization you give to qualifies, the gift can provide you a tax deduction that may lower your tax liability for 2015 taxes. Remember that you can give gifts of cash, appreciated stocks and bonds, real estate, art, gold, and silver coins, whatever the charity will accept. Some gifts like real estate, art, and coins may have to be approved by a gift committee or the executive director. Transfer of the ownership must be completed by December 31st. So work fast because many offices close during this last week of the year or operate under limited hours. Make that phone call today to find out how you can give to your favorite charity. If you have a gain in an asset, such as common stock, you may want to make a gift of that stock rather than writing a check, since if you sell the stock, you will have to pay taxes on the capital gains. A letter to the institution that holds your stock will be required, giving instructions as to who the gift is going to, the brokerage account for that charity, and all of the transfer data that's required, like DTC numbers and account numbers. Let the charity know you're making a year-end gift and get all the information you need to make that last-minute gift so it can be received by December 31st of this year. Again, make that call now. Keep in mind some of these groups offer membership packages that you can give as gifts to family and friends. Know someone with little ones, then give them a membership to the local zoo or children's museum. Does your best friend love to linger at the art museum? Then give her a gift of membership that permits her to visit whenever she wants. Cultural institutions are becoming social centers, akin to small town squares. So give your friends and family a gift of community. Last week for losses and gains. If you want to take tax losses to apply against any gains you may have, or against any income you've received or earned, then this is the last week to do so. Don't wait till the last day of the year because the transactions must settle this year, meaning they have to be completed. You have to enter the order, and usually it's a 3-day to 1-week wait time depending on the security that you're liquidating. So check into that. Again, make that call today. Check with your investment advisor to find out when the last day is, and do so immediately if you want to use the losses against this year's taxes. Pardon me. Make your retirement contributions now. If you've not already done so, make sure you've contributed the maximum allowed by law to your retirement plans, whether you're self-employed or have employer-sponsored plans. You want that money to work for you all year long next year, So make sure you have maxed out your contributions for this year and have your contribution level set to automatically make those contributions out of your paycheck for you next year. Give yourself the gift of a strong retirement fund so you can have a great retirement. Give to those who have less than you do. This is the time of year to give to those who have less than you have, whether to individuals you know or charities. If you're lucky to have food to eat, clean clothes to wear, shoes on your feet, a warm coat, and a roof over your head, then think of others at this time of year. There is still time to donate toys, books, coats, food, time, and money to help others have a joyous end of year. Imagine the joy of a child's face when they open a package with a lovely doll or model truck. Consider a woman who's left her home because of a violent spouse, enjoying the fragrance of perfumed lotion she can't afford to buy herself. Think about what it must feel like to be hungry at a time of year when food is such a big part of the celebration. If there are causes you are passionate about, this is the time of year to give to them. If you attend church services, then give generously when the collection plate comes around. If you eat out, give the server an extra large tip this year. Make the joy of giving be a part of your day-to-day life during this year-end holiday season. Share your abundance with others. And if you have the means and can afford it, consider next year giving regularly to the causes that matter to you and upping up the tip that you leave for your favorite server at your favorite restaurant. Be grateful for what you have. Each morning before I get out of bed, I give thanks for living where I live, having the husband I have, enjoying the quality of life that I enjoy, and experiencing the abundance of goodness that is a part of my life. Each day, I know that I'm lucky, very lucky. I can walk safely in my neighborhood, see birds in the trees, squirrels running up and down the tree trunks, and return to my home to drink coffee, read the paper, eat something, use the internet, call friends on the phone, and connect with the world at large. My health is good, and so is the health of those I love. That is not to say that I don't experience stress, or that I don't have deadlines, or that I don't have work I have to do, or problems that I have to solve, or budgets I have to live within. But I realize that when I have an attitude of gratitude, then my life is a lot better than it would be if I wore negativity or entitlement like a cape around my mind. With all the material gifts emphasized at this time of year, I think about what my mother used to say. Will this really matter 10 years from now? So ask yourself, will the material gift you are wanting really matter to you later on in your life? Maybe it will teach you something or you will learn from it, but then it is really the experience that is really changing your life, not the thing itself. Even the good and the bad experiences in our lives are a gift for which we can be grateful. Loss can allow you to grow closer to your family and friends, or can tear your relationships apart. Being grateful for the loss can make the difference in you and in the outcome of your life. So as you contemplate this time of year, remember that the time you spend with others may be the last time. And if so, then don't you want to make the most of it? To treasure it, to enjoy it, so the memory of the experience and what you learn from it will be with you always. Tell the people you care about that you love them. I really do believe that before you say goodbye to someone on the phone or in person, someone you love, that you want to tell them you love them because you never know what will happen next. As our world becomes more chaotic, I feel like there is less certainty that each day will be the same and each leaving and coming home will be uneventful. So I know I want my loved ones to know that I love them, that they can count on my love, my prayers, my efforts on their behalf. I remember my friend LJ one day was showing me how to make her famous cinnamon sweet rolls that my father waited up till midnight on Christmas Eve to get. And the next moment, she was incapacitated by a stroke that eventually took her life. I worked to remember to be in that moment. I remember the last time I saw my Aunt Susie, we were laughing and giggling, untangling a knitting project where she dropped a stitch. There was so much joy there. A few months later, she was gone. To savor every detail, to be conscious of how being together feels, to express my love in thought, word, and deed is what my main goal is, not only at this time of year, but all of the time. So when I look back on my life, I hopefully will have a lot of love out there, love that meant I cared, that I lived fully and joyously. So as you gather around the Christmas tree or the table or with friends or family, or even with strangers, give the love and feel the love. Don't worry about whether it, you, they are perfect or not. Open up your heart and enjoy it all. The laughter, the tears, the conversation, the arguments, the being together this year. Take pleasure in the uniqueness of each of the people you're with. Help them shine and put their best selves forward. All you and they need is love. Before I go, a few movie suggestions. For those of you who are together with family and friends these holidays, you might want to watch these movies and enjoy the message. Three of my favorites at this time of year are It's a Wonderful Life, It Happened on Fifth Avenue, and Holiday Affair. These all have money and love messages. All three of them are black and white films made in the 40s with heartwarming messages and historical business tips that still speak to me today. Holiday Affair with Robert Mitchum juxtaposes a happy-go-lucky guy with an uptight lawyer vying for the love of a war widow played by Janet Leigh and her young son. The son's so concerned about his new friend's financial situation, and he learns that taking back a toy train at Christmas time with the help of the store's owner can be an adventure in itself. Returning the money to the Mitchum character reveals just how much the Janet Leigh character loves his passion for life and his attitude about love. It Happened on Fifth Avenue juxtaposes the life of a homeless man with extravagant taste and impeccable manners with that of the wealthy industrialist in whose home he's living. The generosity of one is compared with the avariciousness of the other, while one alienates his family and potential friends and the other is held in esteem for his generous nature and willingness to problem solve and help others. When the industrialist changes his nature and helps the struggling World War II vets with their business deal, he learns that a man with friends is indeed wealthier than one with all the money in the world. And then, to close, as the last line of It's a Wonderful Life states, George Bailey, the savings and loan owner, who has no money but who's rich with friends, is truly the richest man in town. When the angel Clarence shows him how much of a difference he made in the lives of the people in the town, the difference he made by truly helping people, not just entertaining them, but truly helping them, he realizes how wonderful his life is, and then so do his friends, who help him out of a jam. I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, filled with love, laughter, friends, and family. Let go and let God, and enjoy yourself. Merry Christmas. Glad you were here for the Money Smarts for You show about love, money, and abundance. Happy holidays to everyone. Email me your questions to Barbie@MoneySmartsForYou.com, and we'll cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.